This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses Sudur Paschim Province Assembly, says government is committed to ensuring economic prosperity and promoting good governance. Air pollution level in Kathmandu Valley rises due to insufficient rainfall. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal directs ministers to respond promptly to issues raised by lawmakers in Parliament. And storm heat, Eastern Australia witnesses mass blackouts. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is focused on delivering development, controlling corruption, ensuring economic prosperity and promoting good governance. Addressing Sudur Paschim Province Assembly in Dhangadi yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stated that the current government was formed to achieve political stability, good governance and economic growth. The Prime Minister stated that the government had advanced large projects including the Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project. He also mentioned that the ruling coalition comprising the major parties Nepali Congress and CPN-UML will remain in power until the upcoming parliamentary elections. The Prime Minister also called for unity among all democratic and republican forces to strengthen national unity and protect the constitution. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and Chancellor for Far Western University, KP Sharma Oli, has reaffirmed that the Geta Medical College in Kailali will soon be upgraded to a medical university. Addressing the university's fifth convocation and Senate yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said that the elevation of the college to a university has been part of his agenda from the beginning. On a separate matter, the Prime Minister has also announced plans to build a dry port at Dodhara Chandni as a part of an industrial corridor project. On the occasion of the convocation, 1,377 students graduated. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli also inaugurated the newly constructed Dhangadi City Hall at Dhangadi Sub-Metropolitan City 8 in Kailali yesterday, urging the residents in Dhangadi to make the city hall a station for brainstorming. The Prime Minister said that the development of the city hall is evidence of development in the town. Constructed with a total cost of ₹320 million, the city hall has the capacity to accommodate 753 individuals. The sky over the Kathmandu Valley is cloudy and air pollution level has risen due to insufficient rainfall. Meteorologist Binu Maharajan explains that the lack of rainfall is due to the influence of local winds and the western low-pressure system. She added that although some parts of the country have experienced snowfall and light rain, it hasn't been enough to clear the air pollution. Kathmandu has ranked the fifth most polluted city in the world with an air quality index AQI reading of 163. Chairperson of National Assembly Narayan Prasad Dahal has directed the government to respond promptly to the issues raised by lawmakers in Parliament. In the National Assembly meeting yesterday, Chairperson Dahal instructed the concerned ministers to address the matters raised by lawmakers during the zero and special hours. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel, on behalf of the Prime Minister, presented the annual report of the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission for the last fiscal year. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has announced that the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has now been handed over to the provincial government. Speaking at the Provincial Emergency Warehouse Handover Programme in Surkhet yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak has said the rights and responsibilities of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority have been delegated to the province. He added that the province no longer needs to seek permission from the authority during disasters and will manage disaster response directly. Minister Lekhak also mentioned that reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts have been ramped up in areas affected by last year's earthquakes, including Doti, Bajang, Bajura and Chajarkot. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has emphasized that projects and programs of less than 30 million rupees should not be included in next fiscal year's budget. The Finance Minister made the statement during separate discussions with the officials from the Ministry of Water Supply and the Ministry of Federal Affairs yesterday, focusing on the budget preparation for the upcoming fiscal year. During the discussions, Finance Minister Paudel urged government ministries to avoid the tendency of including numerous small programs in the budget. He stressed the importance of prioritizing large transformative projects that align with national goals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The leaders of the major political parties have urged everyone not to be swayed by activities to reinstate the monarchy in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday. Stating that the restoration of the dethroned monarchy was impossible, the leaders said that the monarchy is just a part of history and cannot be compared with regime change. Making a suggestion to the former king to stay in his status as the former head of state, the chief whip of Nepali Congress, Shyam Kumar Ghimire, said that the reinstating monarchy is objectionable. Similarly, chief whip of CPN-UML, Mahesh Kumar Bartola, said the alternative to democracy is democracy and republic, and reinstatement is impossible. Vice Chairperson of the Janata Samajwadi Party, Nepal Raj Kishore Yadav, made an observation as cashing in people's dissatisfaction towards government and political parties. Meanwhile, acting spokesperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Manish Jha, observed that the activities relating to the former king reflect public dissatisfaction towards activities of government and political parties, and major political parties need to respond to the situation. Lawmaker Jha, however, said the alternative to democracy is better democracy and monarchy cannot be an alternative to a republic at all. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Hundreds of thousands of people remain without power in Australia after a cyclone brought wild weather to the east coast. The BBC quoted the Australian Prime Minister as saying the situation in Queensland and northern New South Wales, NSW, remains very serious due to flash flooding and heavy rains. By yesterday evening, emergency services had conducted over a dozen rescues in Queensland and NSW, with most involving people trapped by rising waters in their cars or homes. The NSW State Emergency Service reported receiving more than 6,000 calls for help. Almost 290,000 properties in the affected regions remain without power, and energy companies have warned residents the blackouts could persist for days. Now some sports update. Nepal made the first victory in the ongoing four-nation women's T20 cricket tournament being held in Uganda. In its second game yesterday, Nepal emerged victorious against Uganda by 1 wicket. Uganda posted the target of 76 runs with the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. Nepal met the target with the loss of 9 wickets in 19.5 overs. Four countries, Nepal, Namibia, Hong Kong and host country Uganda, are contesting in the series. The two highest scorer teams of the series will play the final match. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in the high hilly regions of Gandaki and Sudurpashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Sudurpashchim Province Assembly, says government is committed to ensuring economic prosperity and promoting good governance. Air pollution level in Kathmandu Valley rises due to insufficient rainfall. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal directs ministers to respond promptly to issues raised by lawmakers in Parliament. And storm heat Eastern Australia witnesses mass blackouts. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.